I'm Lindsay Berkson, and I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma a few weeks ago with my dear old colleague and friend, Dr. Jerome Block, who is an internist and cardiologist and emergency room doc all rolled into one. And we were having breakfast, and he ordered eggs and beans on a corn tortilla, and I ordered an egg white omelet, but I kind of splurged, and I also ordered some hash browns. And he looked at me harshly over my hash, harshly over the hash browns. And he didn't let me get away with it. All throughout the day, he kept riding me because he said, you know, those bad carbs, those nutrient deficient carbs are really not good for you. It's not worth the first few minutes of joy of eating those hash browns with the long-term results on your health. And white food, refined grains, white flour, and especially sugar, sugary sweet beverages, these are all being linked to more and more health issues, especially obesity, and especially obesity in our kids. Well, a new meta-analysis, meaning they took a look at a bunch of studies, even points a more disgusting finger at what sugar does to our health. And this came out of New Zealand, where they showed that sugar, of course, and we're seeing this more and more in the literature, is linked to a lot more issues like obesity in children and ill health in children. But the great take-home hope that came out of the study was that if we could just cut the consumption of sugar, just a small but significant amount, then there was a significant reduction in body weight. And we have seen this over and over again. If there's a small improvement in your lifestyle, you get a big improvement in your health. And if you have more poor dietary habits and life habits, then you have more issues with your health. I remember I had a girlfriend named Barbara Friedlander Meyer, and she had gone into a number of schools in New York, and she had a number of schools that all they did was give better food choices in the lunchtime meal. So they weren't affecting the breakfast and they weren't affecting the dinner, but at the lunchtime meal, instead of hydrogenated oils, they had healthy oils, and they removed all the sugar, and they had whole grain instead of refined grain. And they followed these kids for a bunch of years, and they had a variety of schools that they did not change the diet, which were their comparison schools, to see what happened with the cognition in these kids. And they were able to show, by just improving one meal out of the three meals of the day, that kids who had been in a remedial class now were bumped up into a normal class. Kids that had behavioral issues, tremendously negative behavioral issues, started to have improvement in social behavior and in also their tests and in schoolwork. So we do see a big bang for your buck with just reducing some of the bad things out. And we focus on the four W's: white flour, white rice, white sugar, and white salt. All the refines that look lighter, the refined grain, and even the potato products like the hash browns that I had with Dr. Block, which are just about the tongue, and the tongue is dumb. That's why I have my new book called Retraining Your Tongue, and I have a picture of a woman with a tongue on a leash trying to feed it broccoli, because our tongue is dumb. It's dumb, and it'll go for sugar, and it'll go for the bigger carbohydrates. A large amount of refined carbohydrates are a big part of our high blood pressure, our obesity, our heart disease, our cancer, maybe even our divorce rate, because we have inflamed brains and a much more difficult time to have mature, clean fighting and conflict resolution. Refined carbohydrates are really just as detrimental. And health food people have been saying this for years, but now even people who are taking a look at the literature, even scientists commissioned by the World Health Organization, are saying we have to reduce our intake of dietary sugars. Sugary drinks are at the top. All of those sodas are really at the top, but then all of the bad carbs. And my Doc Block that I had breakfast with, he says, don't be a carboholic. Or he says, I should call it a crapaholic, because these are foods that really do futz with the health of your system and the health of your children. So this is a global issue with the Coke and the Pepsi pushing very hard to have bigger sales around the planet, and the implications, because now we know the adverse effects of these sugars are really horrendous. But the take-home hope is cutting the sugar intake just a small amount in meta-analyses show in adults as well as children helps people lose weight better. They looked at 30 randomized controlled trials, 38 cohort studies of dietary sugar intake and obesity. And we do know that the more you have sugars in honey, syrups, ketchup, fruit juices, pastas, breads, all that stuff that the dumb tongue longs for, then we have overweight, unhealthier people. So be a model for your kids. Really show them that you really long to make important food choice improvements. And you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a food Nazi. But a small improvement goes a long way to having better health and a thinner waistline in yourself and in your kids. This is BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.